I think in a nutshell we can call it's guilty even when proven innocent, quote unquote. And this is a travesty of justice. There is ulterior motive. And when I say United States, I don't mean United States, the 99%. I mean the special interest. This special interest establishment believes that it's about the UN Charter, it's about the rule of law, and with that, it's insulting the intelligence of member states, and it's making a mockery of the institution of the United Nations and its charter.
So what will be Eritrea's action after today's voting at the UN?
Well, it's hours before 10 o'clock Monday now. I can't say or predict, but what I can say is, once again, we do believe that there is absolutely no justification for rushing into this kind of destructive sanction resolution, and it's designed to inflict more suffering on the Eritrean people, and it will create havoc in the Horn of Africa, and it will have very, very grave consequences for the people of the Horn of Africa. So it's better, we call upon all member states of the Security Council, and for that matter, United Nations General Assembly, to uphold their responsibility and to defend the credibility and the charter of the Security Council, the credibility of the rule of law, not just the justice, the injustice against Eritrea, but the credibility of the very United Nations, which embraces the emblem of justice. So with that effort, I think it's possible for any country, including Eritrea, to have a meaningful participation in all deliberations at the highest level.
I understand that the UN Security Council accorded your country the benefit of the doubt to explain its position before a vote is taken. Why is it that you don't have a representation to defend your stance?
No, to the contrary. Today, Monday, the Security Council member states 2-3 days ago have shown their desire that Eritrea be granted an audience at the hearing, which would have its voice against the charges made against Eritrea. But the repeated and premeditated incriminations are taking place. The United States has denied Eritrea by subterfuging its reasonable and legitimate right to address the United Nations Security Council. We have been requesting this for the last 5 weeks. But even though the Security Council agreed to grant an audience to President Isaias, the United States has prevented that, and they refused to give us the visas until the end of the day. So we have not been given. Though the Security Council members have fought for that thing, the United States has prevented Eritrea to address the Security Council, and they deliberately delayed notification of Eritrea to address the Security Council, and this by United States, and they created obstacles to acquire visas for the necessary travel arrangements.
This is not the first time that Eritrea is being accused of supporting the militants in Somalia. Kenya last week or so officially petitioned the UN Security Council to investigate the allegations that your country, or as for that matter Asmara, has been supporting and providing logistical and financial support to the militants. Why do you think those accusations are unjustified?
If you look at the United Nations Sanction Resolution 1907. That was that resolution had been made in a repetitive and failed similar drama, which was orchestrated in Christmas Eve of 2009, during which the unjust anti-Eritrea sanction resolution 1907 was endorsed. It has nothing to do with any country in Africa or elsewhere. The more Eritrea succeeded in its development and its prosperity, the more conspiracies and misguided policy against her is concocted by special interest establishment of U.S. Maybe the day after tomorrow, they will start the third round of sanction against our country. It's because Eritrea's opposition to and prevailing over the failed and misguided policy of the United States in the Horn region of Africa. For instance, if we look at the so-called accusations by Kenya, we have asked an independent body to investigate the myth or the drama that's been told by that country. Why are this kind of accusations now and then? I think it's very known to all member states that the United States has already shed light itself that it's the accuser, the witness, the judge and prosecutor on its position of going ahead with the endorsement of the sanction at whatever cost. And that's why they are telling, if even audience being granted to Eritrea, that would never change the resolution. That means that there is an ulterior motive. It has nothing to do with the accusations that are coming against Eritrea. It's accomplished fact, and this is an insult to the intelligence of member states. Yeah, thank you, Butter. I mean, the ad is, the widely accepted concept of the law that everybody knows is innocent until proven guilty. But this has been deliberately altered to guilty even when proven innocent by the United States in its pursuit of long-established policy against Eritrea. And it's very sad. This is a travesty of justice.